KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Some parts of New England are reporting nearly 2 feet of snow in this latest storm to hit the region. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he understands people are frustrated and just tired of dealing with the weather.
There's a little bit of deja vu all over again in this. This would be our fourth major storm in the past 3 weeks.
Forecasters say parts of the region can expect temperatures in the double digits below zero tonight. The government is releasing some long-awaited proposed rules for the use of drones.
Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the big word here is safety, and the proposed rules involve a lot of common sense.
Not allowing flight of these aircraft near an airport or more than 500 feet above the ground.
Last month, a drone that its operator lost control of flew over the White House fence and crashed on the lawn. Michael Drobak with the Small United Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Coalition says these incidents should not lead to a ban on commercial drones.
The reality is that it's the operators.
Final rules on drones are probably 2 to 3 years away. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner says the Department of Homeland Security may shut down at month's end because Senate Democrats won't accept amendments to the agency's budget bill that would overturn the president's executive actions on immigration.
The House has done its job under the Constitution. It's time for the Senate to do their job. Listen, I've got a tough job here. So does Senator McConnell. But Senate Democrats are the ones standing in the way. They're the ones jeopardizing funding.
He was on Fox News Sunday. A video released today by militants in Libya claiming loyalty to the Islamic State group purports to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. The Egyptian government has declared a 7-day mourning period. The country's president convened an emergency national security meeting to discuss a response. This is AP Radio News. Federal researchers say there's an increased chance of bigger and more dangerous earthquakes in places such as Oklahoma and Kansas.
Geophysicists say once stable regions are now just as likely to see damaging earthquakes as the highest risk places east of the Rockies, which had major quakes in the past 2 centuries. Still, researchers say such a quake in Oklahoma has about a 1 in 2,500 years chance of happening. Federal records show that since January 1st, Oklahoma's had nearly 200 quakes that people have felt. They're mostly in areas with energy drilling, often hydraulic fracturing, a process known as fracking. I'm Martin DeCaro.
A young American is recovering in the intensive care unit of a hospital in Spain after being gored during a bullfighting festival celebrating Carnival. A surgeon says 20-year-old Benjamin Miller from Georgia had been gored and tossed by a large fighting bull. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.